Hello, everyone. The podcast for today is a very interesting and marvelous topic. We shall discuss the rich culture of Haitian music.
We will go over two distinct types of Haitian music, that associated with voodoo, and of course, merengue, known as merengue sabaño, or as perico ripia. Both musical genres originated in what today is Republic of Haiti.
Anytime you venture into the forest, you would come upon a light and the smell of rum and a tight crowd of people dancing around a crooked pole that marked a temple. This is a description of the celebration of the voodoo, equivalent of the Virgin Mary, Irelie Dantor. Every summer, countless Haitian voodooists travel to the sacred waterfall of Saint-Do to celebrate the Virgin miracle. This week-long festival is celebrated in the seclusion of the woods of Saint-Do. The tight crowd of people is led through their worship by the drums of the highly trained voodoo drummers.
A voodooist drummer is one of the most highly trained individuals in both traditional and modern voodoo. Each drummer is responsible for learning and memorizing the numerous drum patterns that correspond with the spirit, or Iwa, of each ritual. Each voodoo ritual has a drumming pattern meant to awaken this Iwa. The drummer is responsible for conveying the Iwa possession to both the audience and God. The result is repeated rhythms matched with repetitive and clear lyrics.
Voodoo drummers utilize various techniques specific to voodoo drumming. These techniques vary in both style and difficulty. One of the most unique and difficult ones is called the siye. The siye, traditionally performed on segan, is when the drummer uses the tips of his finger to wipe the drum from the edge to the center. This technique is sometimes referred to as the moose call because the drum produces a moaning sound.
In addition to its role in religious rituals, voodoo music has transformed into a type of nationalistic music for Haitians. In 1945, Haitian composer Werner Jaeger-Huber published 6 art songs that derived entirely from the rituals of Haitian voodoo. Jaeger-Huber intentionally avoided the style of popular art music of the time, which combined Creole rhythms with European music and focused entirely on the musical tradition of rural Haitians. The songs created by Jaeger-Huber are considered nationalist in nature because they intentionally attempt to possess a distinctively national character.
The national character Jaeger-Huber and other Haitian musical artists attempt to represent is that of the majority poor rural classes. This music rebels against the French-speaking elite classes that continued in Haiti even after the revolution. This elite recognized voodoo as a backward ancient religion brought to the country from Africa that did not fit with the ideals of the progressive French Revolution, off of which the Haitian Revolution was based. Therefore, the elements of voodoo and folkloric traditions included in this new art music is considered entirely Haitian because it rejects what would be deemed the European culture of the elite and focused on the Afro-Haitian traditions of the majority of the population.
Other than voodoo, merengue music is one of the most popular forms of music in Haiti. The origins of merengue are difficult to trace, but one of the most popular beliefs about where the music came from can be traced to a story of folklore. This tale tells a revolutionary hero in Haiti who had crippled one of his legs in battle. When he was welcomed home to a hero's greeting, he tried to dance. However, because of his injury, he was only able to drag his injured leg alongside the other one. In order not to offend the hero, the people began to dance in the same manner. Another legend states that merengue originated from the way slaves moved when chained together. A drum was often used to keep the slaves who were forced to cut sugarcane in the fields moving, and since they were chained at the ankle, they had to adopt the sidestep walking style.
Among scholars, the merengue is commonly believed to have emerged as fusions of the dance music of enslaved Africans and European contradance music. Although the Haitian merengue is derived in part from the contradance, as did 20th century Haitian genres such as compas, a large part of its foundation, particularly rhythm, resides in African-derived religious and artistic expressions. A mixture of Petro and Congo, a set of complex rhythms found in the voodoo culture as part of the Ifa corpus, are a part of the African influences found in the merengue.
Cy Gentry Sr., a Haitian composer and other Haitian musicians, claim that the cinquillo rhythm defines Haitian merengue. While cinquillo is used in other Caribbean genres, Gentry argues that Haitian musicians are the only musicians who know the proper interpretation of rhythm and can interpret the dance rhythm without the assistance of a particular notation.
For Haitian workers, music is intertwined with many events in their daily lives. Farmers sing while working on the fields, music is sung at funerals, and children sing while they play. One of the most common events that include merengue music is a cumbite. A cumbite is when someone asks for help in a task such as building a house or clearing a field, and numerous friends and family members come to join. In return, the person then provides food and spirits to his helpers, and at the end of their work, they partake in the enjoyment of music.
The name merengue comes from the Spanish dessert of the same name, which consists of sugar and egg whipped together. It is commonly believed that the music reminds people of the whipping involved in making the dessert, but it is unknown exactly how the name for music and dance originated. Merengue usually begins with an introduction followed by a vocalist accompanied by instruments in a 2/4 or 5/8 tempo. Some of the instruments used in merengue include the accordion, guitar, tambora, marimba, and guira. Tambora is the Haitian name for tambourine, the marimba is the wooden instrument that is similar to a xylophone, and the guira is a metal scraping instrument.
Although merengue music varies in tempo, there is a general pattern of dance moves. There are four moves for every four beats of music. The dance follows a simple pattern. Step to the side, drag to close, step to the side, drag to close, or step forward or backward and drag to close. Merengue can be danced as both a fast and slow pace.
Merengue is also recognizable by its trademark use of the hips. To perform the dance well, one must keep his upper body as still and upright as possible. The focus then falls to the legs, and the saucy hip movements are almost inevitable. Merengue is world-renowned for both the ease with which it can be learned and these techniques that make it both unique and beautiful.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this segment of popular forms of ancient music.